Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So, ye old Baltimore Sun was kind enough to have a nice reprinted article from the Chicago Tribune all about Cocktails 101 by Lisa Futterman, and we can learn something from Lisa.
Indeed.
We are not above this. So one thing she says that I think is very true is that the days of hiding garbage, liquor, bargain mixers and cocktails are long over. I think she's right.
And I think that applies not just to the main spirits that we're using, the gin, the vodka, the bourbon, but to the sweet liquors that we sort of use on the side. So to use things like Grand Marnier or Cointreau instead of Triple Sec, for example.
But I also think there are certain, particularly like for gin, Beefeater is not an expensive gin, but it's a great gin. I like Broker's gin. I mean, you don't have to spend a bazillion dollars, nor does it have to be artisanal. The point with a spirit for cocktails is, does it suit your cocktails? I like a big juniper-flavored gin. Mm-hmm. So do you. We tend to like big vegetal gins as opposed to floral gins. So it doesn't matter how much it costs. It's, is it doing the job for you? I love Crown Royal and all kinds of cocktails. I'm from Canada, and I adore Crown Royal. I think it's a great spirit. It works really well. Some of the less expensive ryes also work really well. Good doesn't necessarily mean expensive, but good is always good.
Another way that she talks about quality in that piece is to remind you to be using, you know, distilled water, clean ice, not ice that's been sitting around in your fridge for weeks and weeks. So you want all of your ingredients to be quality.
Also, glassware, which is hugely important. So I like these Italian glasses that are off on an angle, or glasses that go on a curve, or I tend to like rather eccentric glassware.
And you've shared those with me?
I have. I've given you some.
You have.
But according to Ms. Futterman, and she's right, you need a highball glass, a lowball glass, maybe a wine glass, and then you're good to go.
Her last point is to make sure you measure your drinks. So to get a jigger, to use a cocktail shaker, use all of the accoutrements to make sure everything is correct. Frankly, I take issue with that because I'm sort of a splash in the glass.
You're a freewheeling
cocktail
person.
I am a freewheeling cocktail maker. Now, granted, I only make like three cocktails. I make a Manhattan. I make an Old Hamilton, which is basically sort of like an old fashioned with ginger beer. And I make a gin and tonic. A couple ingredients. It doesn't take much. But if you're going to make something that's a little more sophisticated that calls for a few more ingredients, measuring certainly helps. Now, you're a man of measure.
I do like to measure. I like to measure when I cook, and I like to measure when I, at least the first few times I make either a drink or a recipe for food. I just gave my nephew his first cocktail shaker for his 25th birthday, and it had a measuring cap in it. So what could be simpler than that?
Okay.
I think that's very valuable.
I sense this year's Christmas present on the horizon.
I don't see why not. And you know what was great? I bought it in Canada, and the company who made it was Trudeau. You can't get better than that. You cannot take that away from me, in the words of G. Gershwin and I. Gershwin. MZ, always nice to talk about cocktails with you.
If not talking, drinking.
Exactly so. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.